are the shears on shears on Arvas. They had two different pshatim among the Bnei Yeshiva. One person thought I was speaking about chickpeas. The other person thought I was speaking about friendship. And the second one is a little bit closer than the first one. What? I'll explain. This is a rare opportunity for me, so I Sunshine asked me to say over a shir. I rarely get a chance to say a shir that's shir klali, so to say. It's not a more of a sugya. You know, this is it's worse. This world is worth not going to chasna for a good shikol tire. I'm going to speak about Arvas. The halacha is, if a person is chayiv to bench, right? A person's chayiv to bench, and someone else needs to be yotze benching, so you can be mite to him. You can see the benching, and he'll listen along, and that's fine. If I have to make a bracha, it could be a different shayla. But anything that I'm chayef to do, he listens, he could be yaitzi. That's a principle called Shemeya Kaina. Shemeya Kaina, the person that's listening, is if he's answering. Similarly, if I'm chayef to blow shofar, I can motzi someone else. If I blow shofar, I can motzi someone else. That has nothing to do with arvus. If the person is chayef to do something, then the other person could be yotze with him. The chiddush of Arvas, Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, is that even if I was yotze already, even if I blew shayfer already, I could still be mite to the person in shayfer because of the claw of Arvas. If not for the claw of Arvas, I would not be able to be mite to someone in shayfer once I blew it. We'll get back to benching, which is what we're going to discuss, benching. But the claw of Arvas is machadish, and even if I was yaitzeh already, I could still be mitzeh him, I could still be mitzeh. We're going to discuss what the svar for Arvas is, but that's going to be the end. Okay, let's start with this. Got that clear? Arvas is a principle. Afal pisha yatza, mitzi. Even though I was yatza already, I could still be mitzi the other person. That's a principle of Arvas. Kol Yisrael Reden Zatz. The Dogel Meravava says as follows. Let's say, first of all, a katan is only chayav mitzvah in a rabbanon, right? So a katan can't be motzi a gadol in benching. A katan can't be motzi a gadol in shayfer. A katan's chiyuv is only the rabbanon. A chiyuv the rabbanon, a person that's only chayav in a rabbanon can't be motzi someone in a chiyuv the rice. Now we're going to discuss kiddush. Okay, kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa for a person to be mekadesh Shabbos. Now, mid daraisa, a person is yaitzeh l'achiyev when he davens maariv on Friday night. When he mentions the Shabbos, he's mekadesh Shabbos. When a person davens Friday night, he's yaitzeh l'achiyev daraisa of kiddush. But mid rabbanan, he's still mechuyev to say kiddush again, because as a din, he has to say kiddush al yayin. He has to say kiddush over wine, over pas. So you have to say kiddush again. But your kiddush, if we daven maariv Friday night, hopefully we did, then the only mitzvah of kiddush is a mitzvah derabbanan. A person comes home and he makes kiddush even for his wife. Halacha l'maisa is that even though your wife do not daven, let's say. She didn't daven. So still you could be mitzvah to her because that's the principle of art. That even though I was ready to be my Kiddush Daraisa already, I could still be mitzvah to her in Kiddush. For her, it's not a Kiddush Darabanan. For the lady, she didn't daven, yet it's a Kiddush Daraisa. And my Kiddush, since I davened already, is only Kiddush Darabanan. But that's the principle of Arvus, that the husband can come home and be mitzvah to her in Kiddush. Now, let's say she davened already. Let's say she davened already. Then her chiyuv is only, if she davened already, then her chiyuv is only mitzvah rabbah. Or if a man davened already, his chiyuv is only rabbah. Can a katan, start with this, can a katan be mitzvah? Can a katan be mitzi a man who davened already, or a lady who davened already, can he be mitzi them in Kiddush? Can a katan, listen again, can a katan be mitzi a man or a lady who davened already? So the answer you should say is, okay, no one's following already?
Yes.
That'll take a few minutes for that. So, it's yes. Why? Because a katan's chiyuv is mirabana. But the man or lady's chiyuv is also only mirabanan because they davened already. Comes along a shaila. What happens if the katan? Now there you don't need arvus, by the way. If the katan, you don't need arvus because the katan is mechuyav mirabanan and they're being yaitz to the chiyuv darabanan. What happens if the katan davened already? What happens if the katan davened already? So pashas, you would say, it makes no difference because the katan is still mechuyav mid rabbanan to be mitzi his chiyuv derabbanan of saying kiddush al hakos al yayin. So therefore, he could still be mitzi the man or the lady, even if the katan davened there. Comes along the dagel meravada and says no, and it's really a mefurash of Taisus and Megillah. He's based on that a katan who davened already cannot be mitzi a lady or a man that davened already. Because it's two derabbanan against one derabbanan. The katan who davened already is now only mechuyav in kiddush midarabbanan, and it's midarabbanan on a derabbanan. The chiyuv kiddush al yayin is derabbanan. He davened already, so the chiyuv al yayin is only derabbanan. He's a katan who's only midarabbanan. So it's two derabbanan. The man or lady that davened already is only one derabbanan. So two derabbanan cannot be mitzi one derabbanan. That's what the Dago Meravada says. Taisus really says this himself. The similar you cite, Taisus talking about benching. But Taisus Shita in Shas, and this is the Dago Meravada is going like, is two Darabanans can't be mighty, one Darabanan. Okay? Again, a Katan who davened already, and now he's going to make Kiddush. So the Chi of Kiddush is Darabanan for everybody. Plus he's a katan, and therefore it's only mirabanan for him. So that's two derabanans trying to be mighty a man and a lady, which is one derabanan. Two derabanans can't be mighty one derabanan. Frederick Kiveger, what is the svar for this? Frederick Kiveger, what is the seichel for this? If a man already davened already, if a man said kiddush already, if a man davened already said kiddush already, can he be mighty someone else? Yes. We have the principle of art. So Zucker Kiveger, Kiveger assumes that a katan's also in the din of arvus. So Mamela, what's the difference between two darabans? But a katan who didn't daven yet, he's shayach in kiddush with one daraban. He's shayach to kiddush to one daraban. So let him be mitzi in isha. Or a man who davened already, even if he davened already, because it's din of arvus. Good is kiddush itself is two darabanan. But what happened to the din of arvus? The katan is shayach to one darabanan. The katan is shayach to one darabanan. If he didn't daven already, he'd be only in one darabanan. If he did daven yet, it would only be one darabanan. So let the principle of arvus allow a katan to be made to someone else that davened already. That's a Kiveger's kasha. What's the difference if it's two derabanan or one derabanan after we have the principle of arvus? If a gadol did everything already, he said kiddush already, everything, he still be mighty. Why? Because he's shayach ba'etzem to kiddush. Because ba'etzem, he's, as long as he's in the parsha, a shaita can't be mighty anyway. Because he's not in the parsha. of Yiratam Med Katan, who's shayach to the parsha, Midar Rabbana. And if he didn't daven already, he'd only have one Darabana. So let him be might say an Isha or a man that davened already with the din of Aretz. That's what Kivegar's catch. It's a starker catch. And Riki Vega has the same cash on Tysus and Megillah. Make it simpler, I'm not going to go through Tysus. Okay, so we're going to come back. We're going to come back to answer up the Daga Miravava. What's the difference between two Darabanans and one Darabanan if you have the principle of arms? The Gemara has a suffix. Second topic, this will be the last topic, and then we'll come back to both. Okay? It won't be so confusing. The Gemara is a shalom in Brachos and Avchachom of days. If a lady is a chayiv in benching midar rabbanon or midar rice, is a lady chayiv in benching midar rabbanon or midar rice? What's the Gemara? Shaila, because we say in benching, ala aretz ataiva, we thank Hashem for the Eretz Yisrael, and a lady is not including Yerusha. Or she's included in Rusha, she's not included in Nachla. She doesn't get what she can get. I mean, she can get from the. She's not included in the Nachla. She can get from her parents, but she's not included in Nachla. Thank you, Donna. A lady, we say a briska. We say for a brismila and Tyra. Ladies, I'm included in brismila. Ladies, I'm included in limudat Tyra. So there's a shayla in the Gemara brachos where the ladies have invention in our bottom in our eyes. The Gemara, and therefore Allah Lamaisa, the Gemara says that a lady cannot be mighty a man of benching. Because she might only be Midar Rabbanan, and the man is Mechoyev Midar Raisa. So therefore a lady cannot be mighty a man in benching. That's Allah Lamaisa. A lady cannot be mighty a man in benching. Sorry? By the way, it would depend on. Okay, it might depend, because there are two chiyuvim in benching. If a person needs a kezias, you should know this, if a person needs a kezias, he's only mechuyev in benching midar rabbanan. The only time you're mechuyev in benching daraisa is if you ate vachalta v'savata, you were satisfied. If you're fully satisfied, then you're mechuyev to bench midaraisa. If you're not fully satisfied, then if you ate a kezias, you're mechuyev midar rabbanan. So it could be if a man only ate a kezias, and a lady ate, at least if a lady ate until she was satisfied, then for sure she'd be able to mite to a man. Why? Because his chiyuv, if he only ate a kezias, is only midar rabbanan. And hers, if she ate kedesh tefiyah, at least will be one darabanan. Full is, but for her, she's suffering. So, but at least she's a darabanan. Okay, we'll come back. Then you should remember that halacha. Kezayis is darabanan, kedesviya is daraisa. So, the halacha is, one more time, a lady cannot be mighty a man of benching if he ate a full amount, because his chiyuv is daraisa and her chiyuv might only be darabanan. Frek the Rush and Brachas, a very interesting question. A very famous Rush. The Rush and Brachas in Parakimo, is our Brachas. The Rosh and Brach is a pair of Gimel, Simon Yud Gimel. The Rosh asks a Kasha. The truth is, let's hear what the Eilam has to say to this Kasha. Chaira, it's an interesting Kasha. The Gemara says in Brachos later on, Adap Memfes, that if a person eats a kezias, if one man only eats a kezias, he can be mighty someone else, even though the other person ate a full amount. That's Allah. If one man ate a kezias, even though the other person ate a full amount, he can be mighty him in bench. Sorry? Oh. So, good. The truth is, it's not a problem. You should ask me a better question. Again, listen to the Gemara and Brachos. Gemara says in Brachos, if one person ate a kezias, and the other person was fully satisfied, so the halacha is, you can be mighty to invention. Daniel asked me, how could you do it? Because Zayis is only Darabanan. I think the Eilam should ask me the opposite question. One more time. A man eats a kezias. He might see someone else that ate a full amount. Daniel asked me, Kasha, how come a kezias is only Darabanan? The Eilam, my Bechara should ask me the reverse Kasha then. What? Yes, but you should ask me the opposite question.
Maybe if you didn't eat a kezias.
Thank you. Why should you even have to eat a kezias for? If we have a claw of arvos, and a man is bad, every person is bad to plan a benching, so why does he have to eat anything for? Why does the person have to eat anything for? The Gemara says you have to eat a kezias. Why do you have to eat a kezias for? If you're a bar chiyuva, the claw of arvos, you're bad to plan a benching, just like on Shaifer, you might see someone in Shaifer, even though you were yikes already. So why by benching do you have to eat a kezias? So the answer is, it's a Yerushalmi, the Kivega brings, the Rishayim bring a Yerushalmi, that it's a Kseris, it's an Asmach, the Midrabanan, that we don't want you benching unless you ate something. The Rabbanan said for some reason, make a drasha, v'achalta v'savata, if you want a bench, you gotta eat. V'achalta v'savata v'erachta. If you want a bench, you gotta eat. Now it's Midaraisa, if you don't eat anything, you might see someone else. Midarabanan, you have to eat a kezias to be mighty someone else. But Mi'ikra, then you don't have to eat anything. Now the Rosh asks a fascinating, very shmer question. The Rosh asks that just like a man can be mighty someone else, even though he only ate a kezias and the other person ate a full amount, so too a lady should be able to be mighty. So too a lady should be able to be mighty a man. Just like a man who ate a kezias is only a chiyuv d'rabanan. We might see someone else who ate a full amount, which is a chiyuv d'oraisa. So too a lady, even if she's only mechuyav min rabbanan, should be able to might see a man, because we see a d'rabanan, we might see a d'oraisa. This is a Rosh's shver kasha.
See, doesn't hold to d'rabanan.
One sec. So do you hear the Rosh's kasha? The Rosh's kasha is like this. Half of the Gemara says in brachos the nafcha that a lady cannot be mother to a man because maybe her thieves only the rabban and his thieves are isa. The Gemara says if one person ate a kezias and the other person ate a full amount, you could be mighty him. So you see, the rabban, the isa doesn't make a difference as long as I don't know what the Rosh means to ask, but that's a Rosh's kasha. It's such a shver kasha, I can't even explain the kasha. Does everyone know why the kasha is shver? Can anyone tell me why the question is a very shver kasha? One more time. No.
It's not the din of us. It's not the din of us.
Why?
Because she's not, she herself is not etzim of the bench.
Oh, good. Baruch Hashem. Nothing. The Rosh's kasha, Bechal, is a shver kasha. The way his kasha is really like this. The Rosh has a kasha. That just like a lady, just like a man who ate a kezias, is like to someone else that ate a full amount, so to a lady should be able to be mighty a man, because even if her chiv is only Darabanan, which we don't know, but even if it's a chiv in Darabanan, so what? A Darabanan can be mighty a Daraisa, just like a person named Kezias can be mighty a full amount. So Simkin, talk like a Lamdin, that the Rosh is tushta, the Rosh is off the mark. If the Rosh is kasha, not, shouldn't say that, because the Rosh is tarot. The Rosh is kasha is not a kasha of a chlal for anyone that thinks. It's a wild comparison. Because a man, Frakir, we just said before, the man doesn't even have to eat a kezias. Because the man is be'etzim, mechuyev, and benching d'oraisa. The claw of arvos only applies if you're be'etzim, mechuyev, in the din. So a man who's be'etzim, chayev, and benching d'oraisa, he can be mighty to someone else, even if he only ate a kezias. Frakir, d'oraisa doesn't have to eat anything of her. Mashayk, a lady, if her chiyev is only d'rabanan, that means it's always d'rabanan. If a lady is not mechuyev in benching daraisa, that means she'll never have a benching daraisa. She's not shayach to a benching daraisa. Therefore, she can't be mighty a man. You have to be in the parsha. Shaita can't be mighty someone in shayfer also. What Simkin said is the way Rav Akiva Eiger understands the Rosh's term. The Rosh answers that it's different. The Rosh answers that it's different because he says by a lady she doesn't have arvos. So the lady doesn't have arvos. He says the lady's not bechal. By the man, listen to the way the... You have to, I'm not... going to go through inside. You'll see, you can look it up inside and tell me who it sounds like, Rav Kivager, Dagon, blah, blah, blah. The way that Rav Kivager, the Rosh answers the question, no. By the man, he's Bechlal Ba'aretz. By the lady, she's not Bechlal Ba'aretz. She's not Bechlal Ba'aretz. So, the Dagon Rav Kivager takes the Rosh very literally. The Rosh takes the Rosh literally, and he says the Rosh means that a lady has no arms. A lady has no arms b'chlal. The way he reads the Rosh's Teretz is a lady doesn't have arms at all. There's a difference between men and women. There's a difference between men and women. Ladies don't have arms. Ladies don't have arms, so in the male they can't be mighty a man. A man can be mighty another man, even if he only ate his eyes, because a man is arms. A lady doesn't have arms. That's the way the Dagon Rav Kivager understands the Rosh. And therefore the Dagon Rav Kivager says, I have a tzarech iyun lahalacha. If a man davened already, and he comes home to make kiddush for his wife, and his wife did not daven yet, so a wife's chiyuv in kiddush is what? If a wife did not daven yet, her chiyuv in kiddush is daraisa. The man, if he davened already, his kiddush is on daraisa. Zokhtu dagon rav tzara chiyuv lefi this rosh, a man should not be able to go home and be mighty his wife in kiddush. Because the rosh says b'furish and brachas that a lady has no arvus. And therefore, a man who said davened already cannot go home and mighty his wife if she did not daven. Don't worry, we don't pass this. But this is the dagon rav of tzara chiyuv. Even Lefi the Dagon Rav Kivager, can anyone say a Teretz? Say a Teretz? Even Lefi the Dagon Rav Kivager's understanding of the Rosh. That a lady has no arms.
The difference between being mighty and then being mighty by someone else.
Oh, good. Very excellent. Zok Dani, very good. Dagon Rav Kivager says maybe you can machal. Maybe the Rosh only said that a lady doesn't have arms to be mighty someone else. The Rosh never said that a lady cannot be the recipient of arms. Maybe the Rosh only meant that a lady can't have arms to give over to someone else. But maybe she'd be the recipient of arms. And therefore, by kiddush, where the man's making the kiddush, a lady can be the recipient of arms. But Zakri Kivega, Lefila Dagon Rav Kivager, if a lady davened already, from a lady she davened already, and she wants to make kiddush for her friend that did not daven already, she would not be able to be mighty to her in kiddush. This is the Dagon Rav Kivager's mahal. Rav Kivager bombs on the Dagon Rav Kivager. He says, that's not the pshat and the rush. He says, like all of you should have said, that's not the pshat and the rush. The rush doesn't mean a lady doesn't have arvus. The rush didn't mean a lady doesn't have arvus. The rush just meant that a lady doesn't have arvus in benching. The rush just meant that in benching, where a lady is never mechuyav min haraisa, she's only going to ever be mechuyav min harabanan, there a lady doesn't have arvus. The Rosh didn't mean to say, everywhere you don't have arvus. Of course, in mitzvahs that a lady is mechuyav in chiddush, which a lady is mechuyav in araisa, of course a lady has arvus. A lady is just as good for arvus. The Rosh just meant in benching where she doesn't have a chiyuv araisa ever, because her benching is only a chiyuv in arbanah, there she doesn't have arvus. Majekin, a man who has a chiyuv araisa if he ate a full amount, then even if he eats a kezayis, he's a person of arvus in this mitzvah. In every mitzvah, you can only have arvus if you are shy for the mitzvah. A lady in benching is limited because she is not shy for the mitzvah mitaraisa. But in a different mitzvah where a lady is mechuyav mitaraisa, in a different mitzvah like kiddush, where a lady is mechuyav mitaraisa, zaka ki ve'egar, it's a davar pasha that a lady has arvus just like a man. The rush was not a var men versus women. It was a var if you're be'etzem mechuyav in the thing, if you're not be'etzem mechuyav. That's the way we pass from all from Isa. Go home, make kiddush for your wife. No problem. Get married first. Okay. That's the machlokes. That's machlokes Dagon Rav Kivager and Kivager. Kivager is a tshuva Zion. Very famous in Kivager, tshuva Zion. How to learn the Rosh. Does the Rosh mean the lady doesn't have arvus at all? Or the Rosh means he doesn't have arvus in benching because she's never mechuyav in benching in her rice. But in other mitzvahs where she is mechuyav in her rice, like kiddush, she would have arvus. We're almost there. Dagon Rav Kivager asked the kasha on the Rosh. From the Gemara and Brachas. By the way, from here in, it's all easy. The Gemara and Brachas and then Fesam and Aleph says. The Gemara brings a story about Yanai HaMelech. That Yanai HaMelech, at the time of Yanai HaMelech, Yanai killed all the Rabbanah. And Shimon ben Shetach was basically one of the only ones left. Now Shimon ben Shattach was the queen's brother. I think she helped hide him. Shimon ben Shattach was the queen's brother. And after the dust settled, there was a story that they benched. Yanai and his wife had eaten, and they wanted to bench, and they didn't know how to bench. That's how bad it got. So she said, if you don't do anything, I'll get help. And she called Shimon ben Shattach, and Shimon ben Shattach came and was mighty them in benching. So the Gemara's mashma, it's not clear 100%, but the Kibbeger says the Gemara's mashma that Shimon ben Shattach was Motze King Yanai and his wife. King Yanai and his wife. That's Shimon ben Shattach was Motze King Yanai and his wife. And the Gemara says that Shimon ben Shattach, he didn't really eat anything, which wasn't good. But it's clear in the Gemara that Shimon ben Shattach ate a kezias. It's mashm in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Shimon ben Shattach didn't eat a kezias, so we don't pass him like it. But if Shimon ben Shattach ate a kezias, the Gemara's mashm that there would have been no problem for Shimon ben Shattach to, you might say, King Yanai and his wife. Shimon ben Shattach didn't eat, but if he would have eaten a kezias, the Gemara's mashm that Shimon ben Shattach could have been mighty King Yanai and his wife. Frappy Kiveger. How could Shimon ben Shattach, who ate a kezias, be Motze Mrs. Yanai? Mrs. Yanai maybe is mechuyev in benching. Mrs. Yanai maybe mechuyev in benching. Midaraisa. Mrs. Yanai maybe mechuyev in benching. Daraisa. Shimon ben Shattach only ate a kezias, is only mechuyev in benching. Midarabak. Arvos. But Dago Mervava said, and learned the Rosh, that there's no Arvus by ladies. So how could Shimon ben Shattach have Motzei Mrs. Yanai? Mrs. Yanai maybe is a Chiyuv Daraisa, Safek, Chiyuv Daraisa. Shimon ben Shattach is only a Chiyuv Darabanan. Lefi the Rosh, it's good. Lefi the Rekiv Ege learns the Rosh, it's good. Because if her Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Daraisa, then she's included in Arvus. Lefi Rekiv Ege is trying the Rosh, it's Givaldin. Because if Mrs. Yanai was Mechiv in Benching Daraisa, then she's Mechal Arvus. The only way she's not Mechal Arvus is if Rechiv in Benching is only Midar Abana. But Lafi is a Dogram Rebava that says the Pshan the Rosh is that lady has no Arvus. So how could Shimon ben Shattach, who ate a Kizayis, be Maitzi Mrs. Yanai? So Kivega says yes. Lafi, what Dani says, if you learn the man has Arvus to give to a lady, then it's okay. But assuming that a lady has not Mechal Arvus at all, even as a recipient, at all. So Kivager's kasha. The dog of Rabba says Sarachim. How can a man be mighty his wife? He's not Klar. The dog of Rabba says Sarachim. How could a man be mighty his wife? Rekki Kivager, it's a Mefershim Mar of Rabba. Shimon ben Shattach ate a Kezias. If he would have eaten a Kezias, was able to mighty Mrs. Yanai. Even though Mrs. Yanai is maybe a Chiyuv Daraisa. Comes along the Achronim and says, no, it's not Shem. You want to go? Who have a Gwenish Achak? Terror to the Gemara. Okay, it's a hard one. That's what I don't expect. Comes along the Achroinim and say like this. What is Pshat? Now we're getting to the end. What is Pshat and Arvus? What is the Pshat and Arvus? The halacha is that even though you're Yaitse ready, let's say bench, right? If I'm Mechuyev to bench, again, if I'm Mechuyev to bench, and someone's sitting there listening to me, you don't need Arvus because there's a halacha of Shemei Akayim. Let's say I benched already, then let's say I'm not kind of benching in Araisa, so then you need the principle of Arvus. How does Arvus work? Let me explain the problem. Why is Arvus a chiddush? Because if I say benching, for him to be yoti with my benching, is Shemei Akayinu, let's say. Let's say I'm a chiddush to bench, Shemei Akayinu. When he listens to me bench, is he be saying it himself? If my benching is a real benching, so then Shemei Akayinu works. If a shaykh that benches, it doesn't work. Why do you say Shemei Akayinah? Because Shemei Akayinah is not mamish word, literally, well, it's as if I said that word. It's a little deeper than that. Shemei Akayinah has to be that there's something here of a real benching. A shaykh that benches is not a benching. So how does Shemei Akayinah work? You have a real benching here. Shemei Akayinah says, well, that real benching is if I'm saying every word, it's if I'm saying the benching. The shaykh is, how does Arvus work? Let's say I'm not mechuyev in benching. I'm not mechuyev in benching in Arais. So how can I be mighty to someone else? My benching is not a real benching. Maybe if I ate a kezias, the benching derabanan, but it's not a real benching deraisa. So how does Shemei Akayinu, how does Arvus work? That's the chiddush of Arvus. But how does it work? The chiddush of Arvus is Shemaya Kain is very simple. Shemaya Kain is I'm listening as if I said it. But if I don't have the benching because he was yaitze already, so how does Arvus work? How does Arvus work? So two pshat. So pshat number one. It's very it's easy to hear. It's a chiddush. Pshat Arvus like this. Pshat Arvus is if Daniel's mechuyev in benching. And I'm there, and I see him. I'm Chuyev in benching. The Torah says that you're so connected to your friend, you're so responsible for your friend, it's as if you're Chuyev in benching. It's as if you're Chuyev in benching. To a certain extent, in Allah, it's if I'm Chuyev in benching, I can bench for you, and my benching takes on a benching deraisa. My benching takes on a benching deraisa. Because he's Chuyev, it's like I'm Chuyev, and it takes on a benching deraisa. And now that benching is a benching the Raisa, Mimela Shemaya Kain if you were. It really comes back to Shemaya Kain. But since Daniel's Mechuyev and I'm Ari, I'm responsible for him, so it's as if I'm Mechuyev and my benching takes on a benching the Raisa, and therefore Shemaya Kain, and he can be mighty with the bench. If that's a Pshat and Arvus, it's a Chiddush and Svara, it's a Chiddush and Svara, then it's as if I'm Mechuyev and it's as if I'm benching a real benching. But if that's a pshad, when Mela zakt afroyim, or Kiveger's kash is not shver. Mela Kiveger's kash is not shver. Because Ben Shimon Mechadi was benching, who was he benching for? For Yanai, Mr. Yanai, and Mrs. Yanai. So when he benched for Mr. Yanai, he got the arvus for Mr. Yanai, and it's as if the benching is a benching daraisa. Mela, Mrs. Yanai could tap in. If a man would come home and make kiddush for his wife and another man, even the dog of Maravava would be mighty, it wouldn't be a problem. Because once the arvus sets in, it's as if my benching is a benching daraisa, because if I'm a chayiv, so now the lady can tap into it. So even if you're the dog of Ravava, if a man comes home from shul after he davened, and there's another man there that didn't daven yet, and I'm saying kiddush for him, so then a lady listening in can be might say, well, can be I'd say also. Because once the kiddush becomes a kiddush daraisa for the man, it's as if he's mechayiv in kiddush daraisa, so it's a kiddush daraisa for the man. So it's a kiddush daraisa for the lady also. Obviously, Reki Veger did not learn this as a pshat arvus. Reki Veger, before I learned the pshat arvus, is different. Reki Veger learned the pshat arvus is more. It's more b'derech. I don't know the exact gather, but it's more b'derech. It's almost like a shlichus. That if you're mechuyev in benching, so I can bench for you as long as you're listening on. Together, we're mishtatif together. And it's as if we're benching together. It's as if I'm it's like a shlichus, so to say. It's not mama shlichus because you can't walk away. The guy can't say, okay, you bench, I'll walk away. He's got to listen. But the benching is almost like a shlichus. That since the principle of Arba says that I can bench for Daniel. Daniel, I'm going to bench for you. Listen carefully. I'm benching for you. Not that my benching, not Shemaya Kaina. It's a little different than Shemaya Kaina, classic Shemaya Kaina. So I'm benching for you. Daniel, I'm responsible for you. I'm going to bench for you. Mimela Zakir Kiveger, you can only bench for a man. You can only bench, you can only come as a shliach, so to say. You can only bench for a man. You can't bench for a lady.
Why wouldn't the woman be able to tap into that benching in Brachas with Yaimel? Like with Kiveger, why wouldn't she be able to tap in all this Shemaya Kaina?
I'm not sure. I just thought of that. I'm not sure. You're saying even if you that, it could be you could tap into it. I hear what he said. I'm not sure. It could be the person listening has to tap in. It's to get. I don't know. I hear what he said. You're saying good. It's possible. The Zichri Kiveger didn't learn to Shemaya Kain his mom. She's if I'm a chuyiv. By the way, this is half of a fellow. The Dazu Beravav and the Kiveger Lishitasa. It's mom should daver. This mom should daver kasha. The Kiveger has a kasha. Let's chazer. We said before that the Dazu Beravav says that a katan who davened already, okay, where this is the grand finale, okay? Katan davened already, he's come to say kiddush. So his kiddush, we said, was called a double darabana. A katan that said kiddush already is called a trade darabana. He's one darabana because the kiddush for everybody is darabana once he davened already. It's a double darabana because he's a katan and he's only chayav in darabana and mitzvah. So we drink Dagum Ravava said a two darabanan cannot be might say an Isha or a man that davened already because they're only a one rabban, one darabanan. Shrek and Kivega, what's the difference? We have a principle of Arvus. And Arvus says that it makes no difference whether you're actually Mechuyev or not. If a man was yaitzeh kiddush already, everything, he davened already, he said kiddush already, he could still be yaitzeh another man, because as long as you're be'etzim shayach to the chiyuv, so it's good enough. So too by a katan's be'etzim shayach to wonder abanam. If the katan didn't daven already, he's shayach to wonder abanam, he's shayach to wonder abanam. So what's the difference between two darabans and one darabans? The kohen is shayach to one darabans. Right now he's practically two darabans. But he's be'etzem shayach to one darabans. If he didn't daven already, he'd be shayach to one darabans. If you learn like the Dagam Ravava, if you learn the Mahalach and Arvis and the Dagam Ravava, the kash is not shver. Because how do you look at Arvis if he's a Dagam Ravava? The katan comes along. The katan comes along to make kiddush. Watch. The katan davened it. So now he's chayvin kiddush drabam. How is he being mighty the other person? He's being mighty the other person because the other person's chiv is if he's mechuyev. So it's as if he's mechuyev and the other person's chiv. The other person's chiv is a chiv derabanan on kiddush alayim. The katan now can only become two derabanans because if a katan receives the chiv of a gadol of the kiddush, by him that same chiv is two derabanans. A katan, anytime you transfer a chiv to the katan from one derabanan, it's going to become two derabanans. It's because the katan now is mechuyev in that person's chiv, but his chiv of the katan is only derabanan. The katan is a derabanan. The katan receives that chiv. Give the katan the chiv of kiddush alayim. What is the chiv of kiddush alayim on a katan? Give the katan the chiv of the man. The man is mechuyev to say kiddush. It's a chiv derabanan. Give the katan the chiv. What's the katan going to end up with? A chiv of kiddush alayim. What's a chiv of kiddush alayim to a katan? Two derabanans. So in Mela, a katan can never be able to mighty the other person in kiddush because it's trade derabanan against one derabanan. Lefiri kivayir arvus is just a bar, but if you're shy of the things like being mighty the other person, so frankly kivayir, what's the difference between two derabans and one derabans? But if you learn arvus, is practically speaking, as if you become a choyev. By the way, these mahafim and arvus are not my, the mahafim and arvus are not my creations, not that great. I wouldn't say it to make it up on my own. But the feet of Shad and Arvus, the feet, say crazy, I mean, I wouldn't have the guts to say it. But if you learn that the pshat is that you get the chiv of another person, so a male katan will always end up a trader about it. When could a katan be mighty someone in kiddush? When could a katan be mighty someone in kiddush? If the katan didn't, listen carefully, if the katan didn't daven yet, and now the katan comes to say kiddush for a person that davened already, so then you don't need Arvus. Then you could be mighty. If a katan didn't daven yet, and a katan comes to say kiddush for a person that davened already, that would work. Because you don't need the principle of arvus. The katan is mechuyev in kiddush bin rabbanan because he didn't daven yet, one derabanan. And the person listening is mechuyev in one derabanan, the isha, the man that davened already, it's one derabanan. But any time you come to arvus by a katan, it's always going to be trei derabanan. Because the chiyuv he receives, anytime the katan wants to be mitzi, I'm sorry, yeah, anytime if the katan wants to be mitzi someone else in the chiyuv derabanan, it's going to become trei derabanan. It's always going to become two derabanan. Sorry? No, because then you can't, because Arvus only works if you're shy after the thing. Then you can't get a chiv d'oraisa. So a katan will never be able to be mighty someone who comes out with Arvus, because it's always one chiv away from him. But if he didn't do it already, then he could be mighty because he's yaitzu shemei ka'ina, you don't need the principle of Arvus. So maybe Rikivega and the Dagger Ravava are the Shitasam and how they learned Arvus. Okay.